Hello, Audio Boo. It's Sultan on Friday, the 31st of October 2014. This is my second boo of the day. I've just been out for a walk with Zara. Forward. And I'm just about to head back into my office. I have done audio boos of my walking back to the office and through the office with her before. Good girl, straight on. But I'm going to do another one because I'm trying to do lengthy boos to test whether audio boo have actually sorted the problem, or whether I actually personally need to email them myself as well. I'm going to obviously be using a 3G connection to upload, so we'll see if it happens. Good girl, straight on. Good girl, straight on. It's a lovely sunny day with a bit of a breeze. You wouldn't think it was October. It's absolutely gorgeous for an October day. Unfortunately, I wouldn't know the sun was out being in my office, because as I've said many times before, it is air conditioned. Can't open any windows. I'm just going through reception. Good girl, Zara. Straight on. Find doors. Good girl. To the doors. Okay, so just gone through. Good girl. Straight on. Going through the little walkway. People around the lunch, going past deli at number 4, which is like a, not today, good girl, which is like a place where this, people can buy lots of different food from. I was going to hang around and let you hear some atmosphere, but I figured Zara was too much in a, was interested in going. Good girl, through it into the lift then. Come on, is it? Oh, it's there, good girl. Good girl then. That's it. I hope it's going to the second. I don't know if it is. Because this stupid lift doesn't speak. Let's just see. No, that wasn't the second, that was the first. Damn. Okay, here we go. This is the second. Good girl. This is the second, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah, thank you. Good girl, forward. Job, I didn't get out there. Stupid. Mind you, this building's crap designed and it's not really good for people who have a sight problem at all. Not going to hide about it. I'm just going to look for my swipe. Here we go. Come on then, there we go. Oopsie. Zara. Steady. You going through?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good girl, forward. So, there we go. Good girl, straight on. Good girl, straight on then. As you can hear, I'm so full of cold. Zara, fun left. Girl, going through an awful designed open plan office. When I didn't have her, while she was away last year having her up, I struggled with a cane. Having no sight at all, it was just nightmare. Good girl, straight on. Yes, I did it, because I had no choice. But it was nightmare, nevertheless. Good girl, on we go. It's a good girl. Here we go. Through double doors. Into my bit of the office. Good girl, on we go. Good girl, Zara, find my seat. Good girl, find my seat. Good girl for finding my seat. Oh, it's lovely. It's really... Oh, really? Wow. Well, do you know, you wouldn't think it was October out there.
I do remember that normally on the 31st it's always cold.
Yeah, but today it's really, really mild.
It's nice for the kids to go out in the evening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, trick-or-treaters. Oh, God. You'll be getting some on your door.
You know what I do?
What's
all the lights.
That's what Darren said he's going to do.
You know, because of the dog.
Yeah.
She would be, you know, each time someone knocks, she would go to the door.
They'd haunt her, wouldn't they?
That would be enough, the fireworks. I don't want her to be more of
a... Is she scared of fireworks?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, is she?
Oh, she is.
Yeah, my first dog, Honey, was petrified of fireworks.
I'm telling you, I do ignore as much as I can, but she's really...
Yeah,
really,
yeah. Scared. I mean, my first dog, Honey, was absolutely petrified. I was so glad that she never ended up having a heart attack, because she was that bad.
I know a dog that actually she was so stressed.
Oh, no.
That she actually had a rupture, what do you call it?
Oh, did she? Not an aneurysm.
You know, on the back leg, or the joint.
She had a
rupture, something that she had to have an operation.
Oh.
And it was caused by the fireworks.
Oh, poor thing.
She was so scared, and yeah.
Fortunately, Zara's not scared of them at the moment.
If she's not now, at this age, she won't be.
Yeah, I don't know, because sometimes they become fearful of things as they get older. But my Honey was scared of them always.
Mm-hmm.
My Honey was scared of them from when she was a puppy, you know, when she was young.
Young age, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you sitting up for?
I don't know, it's just terrible. I didn't know that it affects even rabbits. Guinea pigs, and people with the pets, apparently affects them as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I only thought it was cats and dogs.
Yeah, no, it affects... Well, I guess it can affect anything.
Ah.
Surprising.
She's looking at me.
You're looking at Maria?
She's following up the conversation.
Are you looking at Maria? I know what you're looking at. She's looking at your cakes.
Actually, no, it's quite hidden.
But she can probably smell them.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I'm not going to give you, no way.
No, because dogs don't eat human cakes, especially chocolate.
Even if you cry.
Yeah, don't cry now, because you're not going to get any.
No, but she might have fallen the book because she heard her name.
Oh, Zara, woof woof.
But I think it is, and this weekend is going to be terrible.
Yeah, because of the fireworks and... Yeah, everyone used to have such fun with fireworks, but I used to hate it because I knew that my dog Honey would hate them so much.
This time of year, I don't like it because of it. Yeah. Because she looks for me, not for my daughter, but she looks for me to...
Comfort her.
For comfort. And I do let her sit next to me.
Yeah.
But I don't go on all alone.
No.
I just feel her to me.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's what happened to Honey. And they say not to take notice of them, which I tried very hard not to.
But they don't get any better.
But I was always scared that something was going to happen to her, so I couldn't just walk away and leave her to it. I had to be in the same place as her.
That's what I had to do.
Because I was just too afraid that something was going to happen to her because of fireworks. And she hated thunder as well.
As well.
She Misty Hates doesn't like fun.
Yes.
Oh, really?
If I'm sleeping, she goes and wakes me up.
Oh.
It's like when you have a child that is you have to wake up during the night.
Yeah, that's right.
So I had to wake up and sleep.
I had to do that with Honey. But with Zara, she's not bothered. She just doesn't care.
Oh, no, so she doesn't. She's a very... Yeah, it is good. I think it's probably to do with the... She's so laid back that it doesn't affect, because since she's not a nervous dog.
Yeah, you see, Honey was.
Yeah, that's.
I know Alice said she was quite, outgoing, but she actually was a nervous dog.
Mm.
That's.
And full of energy.
Yeah.
From what, yeah. Yes.
But she actually was quite a nervous dog, and slightest little things scared her.
Yeah.
I mean, she got told off, and she'd be like, oh, oh dear. You know, she was too afraid. So I had to be very, very careful with how I handled her.
It's like an oversensitive kid.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
Even if before you start to say anything, they're already crying.
Yeah. Oh, she was a good. She was good at her work, and she was very good socially. I mean, if I told her to lay down, she would, and that was it. I mean, she was never a problem at work. She didn't bother anyone. It's if people bothered her.
That's the thing. Yes.
You know, she was.
It's never them. It's always people.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always people.
Yep. But never mind.
Every day, Monday,
49 minutes. Oh, no. Well, you have to wonder, don't you, where they get the money from, and then people plead poverty, and they go and... No, fireworks are expensive. I mean, you can get fireworks, apparently, not that I've brought any ever, but apparently you can buy fireworks about £25-30 worth. That's right.
Every day now.
Yeah. Oh, no. Never mind. People have got to be able to do what they think. No, that's right.
48 minutes. Pause recording.